Today is Friday, March 17th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is St. Patrick's Day, the Luck of the Irish. I cannot do accents other than Southern gentlemen. It is also, you know what? I didn't know it was St. Patrick's Day, and I don't think I'm not sure if I have anything green that I want to wear. I'm not sure that any of my green clothing, I don't have green underwear. I mean, we're all adults. Nobody's going to pinch me, right? I don't know. So anyway, it is St. Patrick's Day. It is also National Corned Beef and Cabbage Day. So yeah, go out and eat some corned beef and cabbage and fart it up, because I think that's what you'll do, especially the cabbage. Oh my goodness. Oh. Not going to edit that. I had to sneeze. I'm still doing that thing. So I'm a nose sneezer in general. And I probably put too much pressure because I don't necessarily touch my nose or squeeze my nose, but I subconsciously clamp it off when I'm sneezing. And everyone was like, oh my God, that's too much pressure. You shouldn't sneeze that way. My mom and Mark, I don't know why both of them are the same, but my mom is a cough sneezer. And Mark and my mom. And it's so loud. It is so loud. And it will scare you if you don't know they're going to do it. Well, I had some kind of, it's sinus season. And I will have all sorts of drainage and sneezing and all that kind of stuff. And apparently some of the drainage went into my ear. And it's funny because my ear is not hurting. But if I sneeze, my ear feels like it's about to explode, at least last week. But now, so I converted over to cough sneezing for the past week, probably week and a half. Mark said, how do you do that? How do you come? I'm just like, I'm just telling myself, you open your mouth, cough instead of sneezing. It's not quite as satisfactory as sneezing through your nose. So anyway, it's very loud. It scares Sydney, our dog. It startles Mark because he's not used to me doing it. But it does not hurt my ear because there's no pressure in my ear from coughing. And he asked me, I did it last night, and he asked me, is your ear still hurting? And I said, honestly, I don't know. I'm scared to sneeze the normal way. Because it never was hurting, like full time. It was only when I would sneeze. So anyway, so I had to sneeze just now, and I may need to do it again. Oh my gosh, it's going to be a sneezy. So I'm recording this in the morning because I am on my way to a haircut or on my way back from a haircut by the time you listen to this. And so, but I'm recording before I leave because I didn't want to record two shows back to back last night. So last night I made spaghetti, and I will use a, look, you ever saw that show Semi Homemade with Sandra Lee? She's a nice lady. I don't know. She's probably a Trump supporter and I don't know. But she seems nice and she doesn't really have a show anymore. I think she has a YouTube channel or something, but for a long time she was a big star on Food Network and they gave her multiple shows, but her first show, I believe, on Food Network was Semi-Homemade. And she would take like a boxed cake mix, but then she would zhuzh it up, she would do a special Italian meringue frosting or, something, so that is homemade. And so it would be easier because she was using boxed mixes or other things as a starting point, but then she would make it fancier. And so I have never made a tomato sauce that I have liked from scratch. I just, they always taste too acidic, or they taste like, they're watery if I use fresh tomatoes, or it's like, I don't even know that, but something's wrong with it if I use fresh tomatoes. If I use tinned tomatoes, there are other problems. I've just never been happy with it. So now what I do is I will take a jarred, one of our favorite jarred sauces, and I will add some stuff to it. I'll add a little extra salt. I will saute some onions and garlic beforehand, put that in there. I will add some, a little bit of sugar to add some sweetness. I will add some wine, you know, whatever wine we have on hand. And of course my ground meat, because I'm making a bolognese sauce. And so, and it's just easier. It's probably not easier because it's probably the same as if I took a can of tomatoes and added those things to it. But the thing is, for whatever reason, like I said, when I use a can of tomatoes or fresh tomatoes, I don't like the taste of it. And so, and I've tried recipes as well. And they're like, oh, this is the best tomato sauce you ever tasted. No, I don't like it. And so anyway, oh, I mentioned my sinuses and now my nose is running. So anyway, I started that as soon as I finished recording, because if I sit down on the couch, there is a big possibility that I'm going to talk myself out of cooking. So I immediately went downstairs, started chopping up an onion and garlic and all this kind of stuff, and made the sauce. And good grief. I'm just having all kinds of liquids coming out all over the place. But anyway, so I did that. I made salad, because sometimes I'm just a hankering for a salad. And we had rolls, because I had some frozen rolls in the refrigerator or in the freezer. And then I sat down and we watched a little bit of YouTube, and then we ate. And we watched Survivor last night. We watched So Help Me Todd and YouTube. So those were kind of the things we watched. I'm really enjoying So Help Me Todd. Although, and obviously I don't besmirch anyone for wearing a hairpiece, but the main actor, I was trying to figure out, because his hair is so thick and luxurious in the front, and he has this kind of swoosh hairstyle in the front. I don't know how to describe it. There's probably a word for it. But it was just looking fake in the episodes we watched last night. And when I Googled him, I found some pictures where his hair looked a lot thinner in the front than what it looked like. And I was like, I wonder if he's just got a little piece that's right in the front that he combs in with the rest of his hair. And again, that's fine. Like, I'm all for it. But I get curious and I want to know. But I found no answer. I found no answer. And I'm also curious about the different attachment ways that, you know, people will do it, or the different types of systems where one's just like in the very front, and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. I watch those YouTube videos about where a bald man will go in and they'll plop some hair down and the stylist will do something and he'll have this amazing hairstyle. Anyway, so we did that. And then while I was doing all of that, I booked Disney. And oh my God, you guys, Disney is so expensive. So we're going to see Daniel and Zach in April. Daniel is running a marathon, and I think Kathy Bacon is going, and her son, Taylor and Babalu will be there, but they're from Florida, so they're not really traveling too far. But anyway, so we're doing that. I'm not running. Mark is not running. We're just going. But Daniel and Zach have planned a Disney vacation spectacular for us. And I'm glad that they're planning, because I don't really enjoy, you know, it's funny because for a while I was saying, oh yeah, Mark and I are going to be travel agents. But when Mark and I are traveling, I don't really enjoy. Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe I enjoy it, but we always put off the planning recently. I'm not really sure why. But anyway, he said, so Daniel had messaged us and said, okay, the plan is set, but you need to book 3 days park hopper tickets for both of you, and make reservations for blah, blah, blah. Like, he told us what parks. By the time two tickets and park hopper, it was over $1,000 for Mark and I. It was like, he's like, what? I said, I know, Disney loves their parks. inflation. So I did that, and then I had said on Mix Minus that if people go to video.mixminuspodcast.com, they would go to our YouTube channel. But I had not done the work yet, so I did that as well. So that is now forwarding correctly. And that is what I did last night. And now I'm going to edit this and jump in the car and go to my haircut. So, all right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.